Terry for Breakfast Catch-Up on Triple M.
The start of a very important week. It is Men's Health Week, and on the line is Grant Westhorpe, CEO of the Men's Resource Centre at Albany. Grant, happy Men's Health Week.
Good morning, Terry. I've got a secret to tell you.
What's that?
We've decided to actually cross out the health and put well-being in, because as soon as you say health to blokes, they run a million miles. So we've decided to basically put well-being in, because, I mean, you know, when blokes are at their best, they've got a balance across their, you know, physical well-being, their mind well-being, and their social well-being.
Regardless of what the week's called, I see here on the Australian Men's Health Forum, look, it's a very important week because 3 out of 4 suicides are men. There are 8 people a week that die from suicide in Australia, and 3 out of 4 suicides are men.
Yeah, you know, and that's part of the genetics of a male. You know, we're risk takers, we self-medicate, you know, we tend to not eat all the good food and don't eat enough vegetables and stuff like that. So I think it's just bringing awareness for all males, whether they're young and old, that, look, you know, there's got to be an awareness around, look, you have to look after your physical health. I mean, it's our only body that we've got.
And only one chance at it.
Well, if you're driving a diesel and you put unleaded fuel in, it's not going to work.
No.
And you know, it's the same with junk food. I mean, look, junk food's okay as a treat, but if you're putting it in every day, it's not going to work out. You know, the outcome's not going to be good for
you. And Grant, just another event that's happening this week, HBF Blokes Fest happening on Saturday.
Yeah, that's a big one for us. And again, it's pushing that well-being, you know. Steve Wells is coming down. He's very holistic. He was a doctor, or still is a doctor, but he looks at health as a holistic, you know, well-being. So that looking across the interact reactions between your physical health, your mind health, your social health. And I mean, he's a wizard. You know, he's well renowned, and we were really lucky to get him to come down. And we thank HBF for supporting our fun run, which raised the funds to basically, you know, put this event on. And as we come, obviously, to the end of the financial year, look, we are a charitable donation spot. If you want to assist your son, your brother, your father, your grandfather, your partner, look, donate some money to us. If you go onto our website, hit the donate button. It's that easy. And we're changing the face of blokes' health in, well, globally now. It's unreal, isn't it?
Very good. Grant, we're going to have to let you go, but thank you very much for joining us on a very important week, Men's Wellbeing Week for 2018. Good on you, mate.
Pleasure talking to you, Terry. Thanks, mate.
I'm down here at the Albany Library. We're celebrating the birthday for Gwen Norman turning 100 not out. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm beginning to feel 100 years old now. But I've had a good life and I'm still enjoying it. I still go to work at the library once a week. The old fingers don't work so well now as they used to, but they get there.
You had a little bit to do with the start of the Albany History Collection.
Yes, my husband and I started this in 1983, when he used to read the old newspapers, and I used to type all the information he got out of them onto cards, and then we transferred the cards onto the computer, and that I'm still on working on it.
Yeah, it's good to have all those old newspapers on microfilm here at the library. And you see the Albany Advertiser, they've got a massive collection of old papers from the 50s right through to 2000s.
Yes, well, our papers went from the first papers printed. That would be back in 18-something, right through, and we stopped doing it in 1940, I think it was.
And the Trove collection, which is on the internet, that goes from the 1800s up to 1950, but unfortunately at this stage we haven't got anything after that.
No, we decided it was getting too much and the people were still alive that could remember the history, so they didn't so much.
We do something similar on the radio, so we always like to look back every day on this day in history. We go under the lino, and because of the Trove archive only goes up to 1950. I've been going out to the Albany Advertiser and getting some stories from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So it's great to keep that history alive, isn't it?
Yes. a lot of the old newspapers were gathered from under the line of people's houses.
That's right. It's amazing when you renovate and you pull up some great stories.
Yeah.
Well, Gwen, congratulations on the 100th birthday. Thank you for everything that you've done, and hope you have a nice celebration.
I will do. Thanks very much. Well, I'm still able to enjoy my food. That's the main thing.
Excellent. Oh, there's plenty to go around. Good on you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm having a chat with Iris from Consumer Protection, 129 Aberdeen Street. Iris, we want to talk about two online tech and gadget stores which are operated by the same company. They've been taking orders but failing to deliver, which has prompted a please explain and a public warning from Consumer Protection. What are the organisations in question here?
Yeah, sure. We've got Android Enjoy and Camera Sky, so both operated by Digital Marketing and Solutions. A lot of consumers have lost out, so Consumer Protection has received 31 complaints against Android Enjoyed and 16 complaints against Camera Sky. It's quite a large number. Considering you send your money off, you expect to receive the goods and you don't receive those goods. Now, last month, the New South Wales government did issue a public warning after New South Wales Fair Trading received 70 complaints against both stores, and that was for the months of February, and 78 complaints in March 2018. Once again, those numbers are pretty high. These purchases are done online. Now, New South Wales Fair Trading has previously issued an enforceable undertaking to the company. It did improve their behaviour for a short time, but now the complaints are just flooding in. So, you know, their failure to supply goods within a reasonable time is a violation of the Australian Consumer Law, which we do frown upon that. To some of the consumers who have lodged complaints with our department, if you pay by credit card, contact your credit card provider to get your money back. However, if you don't have any luck, if you haven't paid by credit card and you're having problems with them, do lodge a complaint with our department. You can hop onto our website, you can lodge a complaint online, you can give us a call, we can send out a complaint form to you, but let us know if you are having any issues with these stores. Once again, I'll just remind you of the names, it's Android Enjoyed and Camera Sky. We have had a huge number of complaints come through where consumers are simply not receiving their goods.
Right, if you'd like to know more, get in touch with Consumer Protection, 129 Aberdeen Street. Iris, this is a business over in the eastern states, but we understand that WA consumers may have been affected by this.
Yes, we have had a large number of WA consumers who have been affected by this. And, you know, get in touch with us if you're one of those people. Just let us know.
After the siren, the wrap-up of this weekend's great Southern Football League action.
And back with us is our man across local footy, Tom Moyer. How's the weekend?
Yeah, not too bad. Bit cold, wet and windy for the footballers around the region, but football nonetheless.
And Tom, you got some results for us?
Yeah, GSFL results this weekend, Terry. Had the Centennial Stadium Derby, the Royals versus the Sharks. Royals managing to kick away in the first quarter, and after that, the Sharks, finished 26 points in arrears, having kicked four goals in the last. So, a bit of a topsy-turvy game, but Royals winning 7-18-60 to 4-10-34. It's a very inaccurate game down there at a windy Centennial Stadium. Braden Murphy was best for Royals, whilst big man Stewie Davies was very good for the Sharks in the ruck. Up in Mount Barker on Saturday, a little bit of an upset, I suppose. Barker defeating Railways, who were previously undefeated, 11-13-79 to 6-8-44. Monteith kicking three for the Bulls, whilst Bodie Stubber was very good for Railways. And on the Sunday yesterday, in icy, haily conditions down at Collingwood Park, North Albion kicking away in the last quarter, four goals to none. Finished up winners 8-11-59 to 1-11-17. Jack McPhee best on ground down there in the wet. So, yeah, trying conditions. But, I think Railways are probably due for a bit of a downer week, but they'll be looking to bounce back next week. Still the team to beat for me.
And, Tom, over the page in the Ongrup Football Association, how do we go at the weekend?
Yeah, another couple of good games. Terry, Newdigate defeating Jerry by 3 points, 8-9-57 to 7-12-54. Young fella Fletcher Kent, who played a few games for Railways over the last few years, was best for Newdigate, while Lucas Schutz kicking 3 for Jeremungup. In the other game, top versus bottom, scoreboard certainly didn't reflect that. Noongarup 17-12, 114 to Lake Grace Pingrup 11-12, 78. So the Dogs winning by 36 points there. Scotty Anderson best for Noongarup, whilst Luke Henderson and Alex Duckworth kick 3 for Lake Grace Pingrup. So Noongarup remaining on top of the ladder, followed by Newgate, Boxwood, Jeremungup and Lake Grace still on the bottom.
Excellent. All right, and off the track, there's been a couple of events from the weekend. Jeremy McGovern was in town to thank the Fireys. Great to see Gov here mixing with all the young kids yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, always good to get an AFL player down to the region. I mean, I know it doesn't happen as freely as it used to in the years gone by, but, yeah, there would have been, you know, 30 to 50 kids down there, down on the water, and good to see Jeremy for supporting the Fireys and getting around the kids. So, yeah, always good to get someone of his note, a player of his note, back in town.
And also a retirement from Claremont Footy Club, a loyal servant of the Tigers, Bo Wilkes, has called it a day. Of course, Bo Mason, I should say. He was originally Bo Wilkes for a little while there. Of course, played with the Eagles and the Saints in the AFL.
Yeah, a bit of a journeyman, Bo. He's played a lot of footy all around the country, and he's come back and gone back to the Waffle Club that started it all, originally from down here, from Railways in Albany. And look, I think he was keen for one more year, and I think it might have caught up with him this year. He's in his mid-30s, so fantastic career for a great bloke, and I'm sure he'll stay involved in football somewhere or another.
Our man is on local footy, Tom Moyer. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Terry.
Sounds of Albany.
Rustler's Steakhouse, now open for lunch and dinner, Stirling Terrace, Albany.
On a wet Monday morning, $4,460 could be nice to wake up to. I've got Ina on the line, Sounds of Albany for Rustler's Steakhouse. What do you reckon it is?
Is it a clipboard?
Is it a clipboard? No, it's not, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. Kathy's on the line, 13-27-10. What do you reckon?
I reckon it's the curtains that they use at ALAC or the entertainment centre.
The curtains they use at ALAC or the entertainment centre, unfortunately. I'm going to have to pull down the curtain on your answer.
Okay, thank you.
The Prince of Peaceful Bay is with us. Good morning.
G'day, mate.
How are you?
You're not bad.
You got much rain out there?
You had a fair bit, eh?
Yeah. How much you get? How much of a drink did you get?
Oh, the last time we checked, it was about 23 mil, but I don't know if they had more ranges in.
Okay. So enough to settle the dust.
Oh, yeah, mate, it was great.
Excellent. All right, let's try and make you $4,460 richer. What do you reckon our Sound of Albany is?
Well, I don't know, mate. I've been thinking, whenever you go to an indoor sporting venue or cinemas or anything like that, you got to line up at the ticket box, and then they got to punch your ticket before you can go in, so you can't use that ticket again.
Yeah, punching a ticket.
Well, at the ticket box, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is not it.
Well, I'll be damned.
All right, thanks, Carl.
All right, mate.
And Yvonne's on the line, 13-27-10. Hello.
Oh, hi, Terry. It's Yvonne.
Yeah, g'day. What do you reckon our Sound of Albany is?
I reckon that the shutter on a camera, maybe Laurie Benson's camera.
Laurie Benson's camera. Yeah, he's a busy man, isn't he?
He certainly is.
Unfortunately, that's not the shutter we want.
Okay, all good. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right, the Sound returns tomorrow. We're at $4,480. It's thanks to Rustler's Steakhouse. More than just a steakhouse, a Triple M.